Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power. This is Sister Amira coming at you live. We got the April 23rd coming up. Tonight we have something very, very special, along with my co-host, Sean Kwalee, the national spokesman. And we got the brother coming on here that's going to break down the black woman being God. We finally, we hear a show dealing with the black woman being God. We need to hear more of that for our youth, for the children to come on to be all about themselves and to be in touch with themselves, because we're not being taught that nowadays for some strange reason. We're taught to be Barbie dolls. I don't know what that's about. But even my younger days of a 70s baby, we wasn't taught to be a Barbie doll. I don't know, but this generation is being taught to be a Barbie doll instead of a god, or a goddess, I should say. So we need to really relive that. We need to go back into, I say this all the time, I always talk about the 70s because I'm a 70s baby. It was just a different flavor back then. We definitely had the black pride. We definitely had the feeling and the love and the warmth of a neighborhood that was drug-free. And if it was a type of a drug-free environment, we knew where it was and we stayed away from it. We did not welcome it. Even the so-called drug users would tell us to stay out of there before we tell your mama. You know what I mean? That's the type of love that our people had. And for some reason or another, we have allowed ourselves to assimilate too much into this system, into this involvement of crackerism. And we have to get away from that shit. We have to go back to what we know to be true as gods and goddesses and as emperors and empress. We have to go back to that. And we definitely have to go back until and review of what we studied before. And we need to relive the lives that we had before through our ancestry, bloodline. We need to bring that blood back within that we had. We have to start eating right and maturing right and reading food for thoughts. We have to go back to that beautiful isms. The beautiful isms, not the bullshit isms. We definitely have to come about and make it what it is for today. April 23rd, brothers and sisters, April 23rd.
All right, black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwalee. Happy to be able to broadcast live to you. Once again, from the hails and the smells of North America. And as always, we count this a privilege, we count this a pleasure, we count this a joy and an honor to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. We have to, as the comrade and the warrior queen, Sister Amira, has already told you, open this show up with the help of our ancestors. an all-wise, true, and living God and the Goddess that exists in you and me. We have to, of course, thank the great ancestors for giving us our great ones who have fought, taken lives, and given lives for our liberation and our salvation. And we come to you giving greetings on behalf of a five-star general, the one that they call the great elephant, the one who stands tall above them all. I'm talking about the warrior lawyer, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman. We send you his greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, Shalom, Frida Land, and Black Power. And we come to you in the spirit of a beautiful, bald, black man. 100% black man. That's what I said, 100% black man, the Black Power General, the Black History Hitman, the Truth Terrorist, the Knowledge Gangster, the Urban Gorilla, huh? You know what I'm talking about, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We come to you in his spirit, in his name, and we welcome you all to Black Power Radio. We got a power-packed presentation for you tonight, a power-packed presentation for you. We intend to hear from our dear brother, a man who I know is on the battlefield. He's crisscrossing the country, working on behalf of our people to raise us about this grave of ignorance and this condition that we're in. Many of you know him from his debates and his lectures and him taking the head of this beast at an intellectual level. You know him from breaking down the enemy. We're talking about our dear brother, Brother Natural Tahuti, representing that RBG. You know that flag got to fly high. We on that. The RBG family is in here. And so we don't want to prolong the show at all. We want to get right into it. As we want to definitely talk about our National and International Day of Action, April the 23rd, the need for some real action. What has prolonged us from being active in the communities? What has stopped us from reaching out to the G's and reaching out to those who need our help and collaborating with our ancestors and our elders? What has stopped us? And so what are we going to do? How are we going to draw a line in the sand? And what is the role of not only the black man, but what is the role of the black woman in this? And so without further delay, I want to introduce to some and even reintroduce to others and give him a chance to make his presentation known, himself known, even further than what he already is known. We're talking about our dear brother and comrade and warrior, our brother, Brother Natural Tahuti. You are dear brother, Black Power.
Power family and Black
sir,
Power.
How you doing, Brother Natural
listening.
Tahuti?
Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all wise and civilized. How about you, sir?
Yes, sir. Doing well, family. Thank you so much for coming on. We want to bring you right in and right at the top of the hour. And I just want you, before you get into it, I just kind of want you to introduce yourself to the people who may not know. Like I always say, if they're living under a rock, if they've been living under a rock or in a cave somewhere with the white man, introduce yourself to our audience and let them know who Natural Tahuti is.
Okay. Black Power, first and foremost, I want to give praises to the ancestors and also want to give praise to the great mother who I'm so grateful of that has possessed me with this spirit of fire and warriorship. My name is Natural Tahuti, a.k.a. the son of Sekhmet, a.k.a. the seed of Kalibar. And I'm out of New York City, Harlem, New York City, and I'm flowing with the House of Consciousness, my brother Saad Netta, also from out of Harlem on 125th Street, doing a powerful work. And if you haven't been checking out the YouTube and the videos, well, I've been raising hell. I've been around here raising hell about the black woman being God. And when I say that, a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy because I come out of a school that says the black man is God and that the black man is the primary force on the planet and that the black woman was a secondary, that she is secondary but most necessary. And so now in 2011, I'm coming and saying that the black woman is the primary and the black man is the secondary. And so living in a patriarchal world system that we live in, this white supremacist, white beast system that we live in is ran by all males. And not only they're all males, but it's a homosexual civilization as well.
Right.
Now, you know, going back to all of our early training at home, in school, in church, in the synagogue, in the masjid, we have been trained and programmed that the man is the foundation of all things and that the woman
right.
is secondary. She must be the woman, in other words, got to be nurturing and caring and, you know, very submissive. This is what we've been taught is a good woman. We have been taught that a good woman is a submissive woman. A good woman is one who reflects the light of her man. These are the things that we have been taught. So we have also been associating the ideal of God with brute force, so that brute force can only be a male figure. And then when we look at all of the names of God, we say Allah, and we say Jehovah, and Krishna, and Christ, and all of these other names. We say those names in the vernacular of He. And when we pray to our God, we say, you know, my God is good. He, you know, He does this for me, and He does these things for me. So now, coming along and saying that the woman is God, and that the woman is the first human being on the planet, that sounds like a brother that done went crazy.
Yeah, you're going to definitely catch some heat on that one, but keep going into it.
Yeah, you know. And then I've also made some other statements about man being a degenerate woman. So, you know, and a lot of my statements are taken out of context. These words, when I say that word, it's only a scientific observation. It's a scientific observation of the laws of nature. One of the things that we got to understand is that like begets like. Each after its own kind. Now, this is a law that is very well known by the slave master. Not only the slave master knows it, but the farmer knows it as well. I mean, he may be an intellectual, he might have the intellectual mind of a child, but he knows that he cannot produce a superior strain of stock from a degenerate, a degraded, and a degenerate female animal. Because the same farmer, but that same farmer will debauch his wife and have all kinds of repulsive sexual conduct with her and then expect to bring into this world strong, sturdy sons. Mm. So, see, the white man knew that the woman was the most important one to slave her mind. Like, he would take the black man and put him and put tar on him and feather him and tie one arm to a, and another arm to a horse, to two horses, and light the feathers up, and then beat the horses, and so that the horses would pull him apart, and that the mother would stand there, the pregnant women would stand there and watch this horrible thing take place, because the white man understood that life begets life. So if he could plant the fear of God into the woman, he would not have to worry about the slaves that would come out of her womb, because they would already come out fearing the white man.
Mm.
You see? So this is why I said, wow, then we need to reverse that. Because, listen, if we're going to be out here teaching science, I don't care what it is, if we teach that the planet Earth is 196,940,000 square miles, if we teach that there's 12,478,418,400,000 inches on the planet Earth, what we have to do from that point is see how that knowledge and wisdom and understanding can help us destroy white supremacy. Because if it's not going to dismantle white supremacy, then we need to get rid of it. Because the only reason you have been birthed The only reason you are here right now, the only reason you're listening to this radio show right now is because your personal mission in life is to dismantle white supremacy. That is the only reason we're born in this world right at this particular time. If it was another time, maybe we, our purpose would be trying to fly through the sky. Maybe our purpose would be trying to materialize and dematerialize on other planets. But at this particular time, our mission and only mission is to dismantle white supremacy. So when I started going into the science about the woman being God, I said, wait a minute. This is a very good plan of action. Because right now the white man has sold our woman to be the whore of the planet. She's the whore of the planet right now. And if you don't believe me, go buy your a Nicki Minaj CD. Go get your Lil Kim CD. And then you'll see that those females represent the majority of our black women here in the shores and the wilderness of North America. That is the mindset of our women. You see, the our women believe that you got to take your punani that we call the yoni and sell that in order to have success. And success means that I'm going to have a little piece of the pie, the house with the white picket fence here in the shores in the wilderness of North America. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants a piece of the American pie. And in order for me to get a piece of the American pie, I got to be me a whore. You see? Because Monica Lewinsky got on her knees and did Clinton. So if the goddamn white woman did it and she's in the White House and I'm a black woman, shit, and I want success, I got to follow what other white women do. Because we see it all the time in the movies. We see it all the time. We listen to it on the radio. We see it in magazines. And so if you want to know what the condition of the people are, just turn on that idiot box.
Right.
And then you'll see what you're being programmed to do. And that's why they have these hi-fi TVs now, this plasma TV, because they're trying to channel into your mind as we are beginning to, this universe is now going into a new paradigm. Where the ancestors are coming through with the quickness. These children that are coming through now, these are ancestors who are agitated, and they want to get it on. They want to get it on and pop it right now.
That's right. That's right.
You see what I'm saying to you? But what's happening is the European has to crisscross the frequencies. So if he crisscross the frequencies, then the mind is not fed the information that it needs for that child to mature back into the memory of his DNA and get on the front line with us and fight this wicked beast. You see what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Just for this clarification, because now we're going to have varying points coming up on the line, but explain to the people what the role of the black man is.
Yes, sir. So I've been talking about the black woman. And I've been talking about her being God. And when I say that, the brothers look at me like I'm warring against the brothers. No. I'm a brother. So then you got the other ones that's disrespectful. They say, man, that shit is homo. Brother, I'm a soldier and I'm a warrior. It's no homo with me. And all the women out there know that about Nasty Sahudi. But the problem is, they think by elevating the black woman that denigrates us. Hell no. It's an honorable position to know that my mother is a supreme being that I came from. So what does that make me? That makes me the son of the supreme being. That makes me part and parcel of the best goddamn woman on the planet. You can't get it no better than that. And so when you got the best woman on the planet, get up, get your guns, get your black boots on, put on your military suit, or however you want to do it, your RBG, your bandanas, your gangbanging, however you want to do it, and get up and fight this beast and protect the black woman. That is your job, black man, to protect this woman. Because now, here's the part that they don't want to deal with. I want to give a shout out to my listeners out there in Virginia. I want to give a shout out to the Black Panther Party in Norfolk, Virginia, that came and put the security around me up at the school at Virginia State University.
That's what's up.
Mad love. But in that particular lecture, I dropped some knowledge, and I know a lot of people are going to be mad with me about this.
What'd you
say? The first wars on this planet, the first wars that were on this planet was not a war between us and Europeans. Because guess what?
Mm.
They wasn't even here yet.
Right.
The first wars on this planet was gender wars.
Mm.
We had class wars. We fought over petty little differences. Some Africans had straight noses, and some of them had broad noses. And we fought over those things. You see?
Mm.
Men, African men, see, this is the part you're going to get mad with me about. Because it's easy for you to blame everything on the white man. That means you take responsibility for nothing. You see what I'm saying? But this is the question that we have to ask ourselves. If we are the gods and goddesses on this planet, if we built the highest civilization, we was the most magical, the most mystical, the most intellectual people on the planet, how the hell we let a teenage mutant ninja turtle come from out of the caves of Western Asia called Europe and come and destroy us and take us over? How the hell did we do that? See, I don't want to hear the mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We have to deal with sound right reason and see why the hell we got in this position. Now, I'm going to drop the information on you right now.
Okay.
Okay. We got in this situation because we had wars. These wars that we had with one another, they began taking place in ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, we started changing over from a matriarchal civilization to a patriarchal civilization. Because the first level of power in which control was sought was spiritual, economic, and political. Africans possessing the highest levels of spiritual, magical, and mystical power and knowledge for centuries through their tutelary clan gods often competed and waged bitter spiritual warfare with one another. And these wars began to escalate, and as they began to escalate from the original intention, this is how the divine African mother began to fall, and this takes place in ancient Egypt. Now, under the leadership of Pharaoh Men, King Men, we began to start overthrowing or changing over from a matriarchal to a patriarchal. But by the time we get to the 18th dynasty, the 18th dynasty, you had the powerful priesthood of Amun-Ra and Khnum, and you had the clans of Horus. They boldly dared to do something never before imagined. They began to evade and usurp the holy temples of these divine African mothers, and they started this in Thebes. Now, they took this, and from that invasion, they went up and usurped what was called the major Sibyl temples. Let me stop. Sibyls were the original African priestess. In the movies, they call them the oracles. These were the prophetess. Your prophets were really prophetess. This is where they got the Old Testament from. They took the knowledge from these African women. You see what I'm saying to you? Now,
go ahead.
They took this information. They began to invade the major civil temples in Libya and Ethiopia. And as a consequence, many of these matriarchal clans, they began to fled north and east Africa, taking refuge on the remote islands of the Grecian islands such as Ionia. Now, from Thebes, they went to the Grecian islands called Argos. And they settled there in the ancient African Mycenaean kingdom territories, which is in Asia Minor, Turkey. They began to build civilizations called Crete. They began to build civilizations called Anatolia. They also built the ancient Grecian civilization of Messenia. And this is where they rebuilt their temples. And so from there, as Egypt began to get more powerful, now see, here's the thing. The same way we got black sellouts today, we had them back then too. Because there were Africans that began teaching Europeans about metal smelting. You see? Because the metal smelting came from the African woman. She taught it to the African man. Because prior to ancient Egypt, during the Stone Age time, African men would go out and deal with hunting. While they were out hunting, you could be hunting, and for hours and days, every hunter knows it's a quiet mission. Because you have to be very quiet in order to catch the game. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the women were foraging. They were in the villages. They were singing. They were communicating. They were developing written languages. They were also learning from molding and shaping pottery. They began to learn how to smelt gold, silver, and other precious metals like that. And so as they began to develop agriculture, they started teaching the men. This is where polygamy comes from. Because when the men would go off to hunt, sometimes they come back, they might only got one arm, one leg. They might go out 50 deep and only 10 come back. So what happened is the African women began to develop a system, the polygamy system, where the man would have more than one wife. But she was the one who created this system. And she
now, hold on, Tahuti. Wait a minute. You can't just gloss over that point now. You saying to us that the black woman made the system of polygamy? Break that down.
Let me break it down. She did this because she was the first doctor. Do not let nobody tell you that Imhotep was the father of medicine. It's a goddamn lie. The black woman was the first doctor, and she was the first pharmacist. So she was also the first goddamn psychologist. She understood the feelings of alienation in the black man's mind because in nature there is always more women than there are men. And when you look at all of the 8.4 million entities on the planet Earth, you will see that there are more species in life with no males than there are males. So females dominate in every living kingdom on the planet Earth, from aquatic to the animal to the human, the minerals, the vegetation kingdom. All of these kingdoms, females dominate because nature is feminine. You see, so the woman instituted the system of polygamy in order to start teaching the men how to, she started teaching her craft, agriculture, smelting iron, well, before the Iron Age. Now, there was a lot of jealousies of the women. This was on our own behalf. And as the men began to learn how to smelt metals, they took it to a bigger level. And they started mass producing the metals. And as the Iron Age comes in, they start making weapons. But now you also had sellouts that taught Europeans how to do the same thing. And so now the African woman was fighting against Africans, and she was also fighting against Europeans. You see what I'm saying? This is where you get your Amazonian women. You got them over in the Dahomey tribe. You had them in Libya. You had them in Greece. And you can go and research every damn thing I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
You see, so maybe it wasn't because of the European that we fell. We fell because we forsaked our own goddamn mama. And so that is the thing that African men have to get back in tune with. If you treat your woman less than what she is, you are going to produce degenerates on the planet. So if the woman begins to go back into the knowledge that she is God and learn how to be that God, because, see, women did not, see, matriarchy is the opposite of patriarchy.
True,
women,
right?
Never seek to oppress men. They never try to dominate the men. That's a man thing. You see? Because she's got more genes than us. She feels emotions more than us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You, all she ever wanted from her black man was love, honor, and respect. So she's not in a situation to try to dominate the man. Because if you teach her that she's God, she's going to try to dominate the man. No, the women that do those are the black industrial slave nigger women.
Oh, whoa.
You see, but
whoa.
Not women who are goddess or God. They don't do that.
Right. So it's a balance.
You see what I'm saying to you?
It's a balance.
Exactly. It's a balance. You see?
Brother, I'm sorry, I have a question for you real quick. Like, it's still on the same subject, but could you break down where sexism comes in at?
I think that's what I'm talking about right now. The sexism came in. There are many, many jealousies of men. Men suffer from these jealousies right today. Here's the problem. We got to look at this from a scientific point of view. When we deal with the XX chromosome has many more genes than the Y chromosome. The Y chromosome at this point has about 78 genes to the X chromosome, 1,300 and some odd genes. So it's a degenerate chromosome, and that degenerate chromosome manifested on the outside of the man known as a penis. And some of the intellectual thinking is lodged down in that penis. You see what I'm saying to you? And now, what effect do it have on men? Here's the effect. The penis will begin to deteriorate before the man dies. Before he dies off this planet, his penis will start deteriorating because it's part of the Y chromosome. And you don't believe it? They got what is called erectile dysfunction. And you know what they have? They sell it all over the counter. You can go to the doctor and get Viagra. You can get Cialis. They got all kinds of products today to try to keep the man's penis healthy and vibrant. And so this causes psychological problems for men. Men have midlife crisis. Where in a midlife crisis, a man may have a loving wife, but will go out and try to seek younger women, even if he has a wife at home that loves him. Why? Because it psychologically tells him he's still young and vibrant. And some men take the time out to try to find themselves. These are the effects of us having a Y chromosome. It's the same with the emotions. Men say women are driven by emotion. You see what I'm saying to you? Women are emotional by nature, but that doesn't make them weak. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. You come home, queen. You got a three-story house. Your husband knows what time you go to work, and as soon as you go out, his slide comes over. Now, his slide goes upstairs in your bedroom, have sex in your bed, you find out, you say, wait a minute, something's going on. You turn around, and you come back home, and you find your husband in the bed with your neighbor. You freak out. But let me show you how bad the black woman is. She'll freak out, she'll break up all your clothes, burn your car up, but guess what she'll do? She has the ability to forgive you and try to move on with the relationship. Now, let's turn it around. You cheating on your husband. Your husband gets the inclination that you cheating. He comes home and catches you upstairs with the neighbor in your bed. What's going to happen? He's going to try to kill you. killed a neighbor, and he may kill his damn self. He can't handle that shit. He can't handle it. His emotion is not that big. Women can handle it because they have more genetic material than we do.
Yeah.
So their brains are made more symmetrically finer than ours. The nerve endings in their brains are multiple compared to ours. And that's the reason why women can handle emotion better than men. We say we handle, you know, women are driven by emotion, but you know what men do? We crippled by emotion. So we suppress emotion. We call that controlling the emotion.
Right.
You know, play, or you know, I'm a player, so you got to control your emotion. No, that's suppressing the emotion. It is a natural thing to express emotion. That's what it's all about in life, expressing your emotion in a healthy manner. You see what I'm saying to you? So sexism. You know, I remember when I was about, I think it was 20, no, well, I had my first child, I was 16. And I can recall that my children's mother at that time was breastfeeding, and it was my son. And I remember picking my son up one day, and my son started crying and having a fit. And then my baby mother came in there and picked him up, and he just shut right up. Psychologically, it kind of made me feel just a tinge bit jealousy.
And
I can recall that.
Right.
And I ain't scared to say it. But it made me feel just a tinge bit jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And on a larger level, all men experience this, whether you admit it consciously or subconsciously. And in ancient times, this is how we men got jealous of the women because, number one, they controlled the economics. Number two, they were spiritually inclined. They were the oracles, and they had the political power. And so now we're living in a day and age where patriarchy is the rule, and the woman has been subjugated. She's been subjugated through religion. Religion is the institution and the tool that was used to subjugate her and take her power away from her. And this is why we have to get out of the confines of religion and go back into our African original mother spiritual teaching.
Wow.
And so why is this
wow.
so revolutionarily
wow.
powerful? And how does us acknowledging that the black woman is God, how does that liberate us as a people? Because if the woman starts thinking on a grander level, damn it, the goddamn children are going to be born as gods and goddesses.
Right.
Isn't that what we want?
Yes.
So it doesn't make me less than a man to admit the fact that my mama is supreme. But I'm happy about the situation because guess what? That's my mama. So I got the best mama on the planet.
Right.
And we all used to know this information. When you was a child, you knew it. Because everything you did, you went to mama for it. You didn't go to daddy. You went to your mama. And if
right.
somebody said something about your mama, you go upside his goddamn head. We even make songs, always love my mama.
Always
you
love my mama.
You
hear those
songs, always love my father. Papa was a Roman stone.
Now, wait a minute. Luther made that song. Hold on. Now, he's dancing with his father. Now, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that came a lot later.
Go ahead, Tony.
You know, but they got me fired up around here, man, because you know what? It's been 2 years into the game, and I'm still having to defend this with black men. You know what? Let me be the devil's advocate. Just say, for instance, that shit I'm talking is a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, and it's not true. But
okay.
in our deplorable situation, why won't we let it be true? Let the woman be supreme. Let the black woman be God, so we can raise our people up out of the muck and the mire. But no, we are so damaged. Yo, it's brothers out here. I'm telling you, it's brothers. Listen, out of my life, I've been threatened. I ain't been threatened. Listen, I get threatened once a month. Nigga told me, well, you're going to be dead by the summer.
Damn.
My motherfucker saying, it said, they should kill Tahuti for teaching that stuff. You
say
see what I'm saying?
So.
And this
say
is a, listen,
so.
I don't know one individual white man who is my direct enemy. I don't. But I can show you several black motherfuckers that's my enemy right now. They want to take my head off because I want to put mama on the throne. Now, does not what kind of sickness is going on? They should get with me. They should get with me and get on the campaign of raising our women up out of the hell. Because look at what's happening to our women. Look all over YouTube. And I ain't mad at the black woman for shaking her ass. I like when she shakes her ass. Can't nobody shake their ass like the black woman. But you don't shake her ass for the whole world. We need to leave it for us.
So who are you wilding, man? Go ahead, man.
You see what I'm saying to you? Can't no woman turn me on the way the black woman turns me on.
That's real, but that's real.
Can't no cracker cave bitch turn me on.
Right.
She got to go get her lips pumped up. She got to go put some plastic in her titties. And she got to go put some that silly putty in her ass.
Right.
In order
right.
for her to compete with the black woman.
Still no competition.
And still no competition. Huh? Come on, man.
So he talked to us about these relationships there, because we got, there's a lot of relationship issues in the black nation. We're trying to figure out how to get along. What's going on?
And wait a minute, before you do that, and definitely on the terms of organizational-wise, like why do we have to deal with so much sexual harassment because you don't want to be with a particular brother or not? And you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Why do some of our brothers feel like because we're in the movement, we should automatically be with them?
Okay, hold on for 1 second.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to tell you straight up and down the reason why black women go through so much sexual harassment. That is what the denigration or the subjugation of the woman was for, so that man can control the woman sexually. Now, we are acting like a bunch of goddamn white men. And I ain't saying, now, because, see, I'm going to tell you, I told brothers this before, we need to organize some therapy groups called EA, European Anonymous, because we are addicted to Europeanism. And I do
right.
sometimes. I do it sometimes. When the black woman passed by me, the first thing I do before I even see her face, I look at her ass. That was the same thing the white man did. When he put you on the slave block, on the slave auction, they turned you around to look at your ass.
Right.
So we acting like our slave master. We're acting like the slave master. The white man, he's so much wanna be black. He so much want to be black. That's why he made songs about the black woman. Oh, mammy. You see what I'm saying? He sucked
right,
the black
right.
woman's titty. Those mammies suckled him.
Mm-hmm.
And he psychologically
right.
wants to go back up into the black womb and become black again.
Right. That's right.
So he can't
right.
do it. So whenever he goes out, and that's why they called them honkies, because they would come through the neighborhood and honk their horns at young black women. That's where the term honky comes from. And he would honk his horn at the black woman, and if she stopped, he would razzle and dazzle her with his money. If she get
right.
in his car, now he got him a prostitute. And he would take the black woman and do all kinds of devious sexual acts with her. Because it's part of his sick psychological makeup. Because he loves, he wants to be black, but he hates his mother.
Right.
That's why he hates the white woman. He don't like her. He'd rather have a little white boy.
Right.
But he hates his mother. And that's why he would go out and have black sexual relationships with the women and do the most deviant sexual act on the planet to the black woman.
And that's why they was killing the whole family, too. He was killing their whole family. Black people didn't used to kill the whole family, you can remember.
Go ahead, I'm listening, G.
No, I'm just bearing witness. I'm just saying there was a time when we got mad as a family, we would, you know, get angry and whatnot, but we wouldn't shoot up the whole family. It used to be a white thing. A white man used to kill his whole family. We just recently took that on, though.
Right. So now, let me calm down a little bit, man. But whenever I talk about this topic, man, you know, like, I'm on fire. And that's why I call myself the son of Sekhmet. Because Sekhmet was our great mother in ancient Kemet. That was one of her names. But in that form, she was a destroyer. She was so bad, one day she was going to destroy the whole mankind. Because we think that the woman is supposed to be submissive. We think that she's supposed to be, you know, all loving and kind and feminine. But we don't know she got another side to her. Let me tell you how she got another side. Think about a lioness. What do a lioness go do? Lioness is the baddest mama jama in the jungle when it comes to the hunting.
That's right.
Can't nobody hunt like the lioness. The lazy-ass lion, he can't hunt the way she hunts. And I tell you what, try to touch a cub of a dog. Try to touch any animal's cub and see what that mama animal do to you.
Right.
Don't think that the woman is just docile and submissive. You know, it's a lot of women in jail right now for murder.
Right.
Murdering their husbands. Matter of fact, I got a sister. They gave her 16 years to life, 99 years and 99 days, because she burnt her husband alive.
Oh, wow.
She burnt him alive because he knocked out her teeth. She got tired of his ass whooping. And the day he knocked her teeth out, she said, okay, honey. You know what I mean? Gave him a little honey, gave him a little nookie. And when he went to sleep, she poured gasoline on him and burnt his ass alive.
Wow, wow. What do you say to the brothers that's out there putting their hands on the black woman? What do you say to them?
I say, nigga, you need a treatment program. You need some therapy.
Right.
And you need your ass whooped.
Right.
Because you're a goddamn coward. You see? Because we have to be brave enough. We have to be intellectual enough. And we have to be secure enough in our manhood to walk away from this situation. You got to walk away, man. If you come home and you find out the woman is cheating, okay, get out the situation. It's going to hurt you, yes. We all go through pain, but that's what life's all about. That's why the woman suffers pain when she gives birth to you. So because she has pain when she gives birth to you, pain is a part of the life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are part of the mother. Your thoughts, your rhythm, your heart, your blood, and everything about you is about that woman. When the baby is conceived, in the very early stages, the fetus is a female.
Right, that's right.
The fetus is a female. And if you don't believe me, I want all of you men who say that's some bullshit, homosexual shit, I want you to go home tonight. And when ain't nobody looking, go in the bathroom and go check up under your nuts. Go look at that little line from your anus all the way up. Because that used to be an opening. It looked like somebody sold your ass up.
Come on now. Go ahead.
You see? So this is scientific facts. Because we come from the mother. So we are of the mother. Listen, the first classroom is not kindergarten or preschool or first grade. The first classroom is in your mother's womb. her very thoughts, her feelings, what she eats, what she secretes, and everything that she do, you experience that same thing while you're in the womb. You are getting knowledge, wisdom, and understanding before you are even born. How the hell you know, how the hell you think when you come out your mama's womb, you know where her titties are?
Teach, teach.
You see, and even when you say the word Dada, Dada does not mean father. I'm sorry to tell you all that. Dada comes from the Latin word tata. It means titties. So everything about you is about your mother. You once knew this knowledge when you was a young boy. You knew it before your mind got tainted by the street corner philosophers. Before your mind got tainted by the so-called players. Before your mind got tainted by all of this ism. You knew that the woman was God.
Man.
I want everybody to go out, write this down. Here's some of the scholarship. One of the most profound books on our history dealing with the great mother is called Mami Wata, Africa's Ancient Goddess Unveiled, Volume 1. The scholar's name is Mama Zogby. Mama Zogby is reclaiming the ancient African Mami Wata Vudam history and heritage of the diaspora. The oldest spiritual systems on the planet was the Vudam spiritual system of what was called Mami Wata. Mami Wata is the same as the god Aset. She just had different names everywhere you go. But her name has always been Mama, because the first words you utter out your mouth, I don't give a damn if you're black, white, or damn candy stripe, you say Mama. Even if you're Chinese or Japanese, you say the word that is equivalent to mother. And why you think that our ancestors mummified the dead? Why you think ancient burial was so important? Why was it so dramatic? Because the word mummy means, it comes from the word mumia, which means earth and mother. From the word mummy, we developed the word mommy. So the science was, they was wrapping your ass up and preserving you to go back up into the womb of the great mother so that you would resurrect into the hereafter. That's why we built mounds, and that's why we built pyramids. All of these are symbols and images of the great mother's womb.
Man, you teach hard.
And that's the reason why these planets and these mounds are aligned to astrological stars out in space.
That's
because
right.
In between the stars and that space, that darkness, that blackness in the ocean, that blackness in the earth, that is the black god's womb that you came from. It is a womb.
And you're teaching
everything
hard.
Everything in life is shaped like an egg.
The lines are blowing up, so we're going to take some calls. But keep going. Keep going.
And everything in life is shaped like an egg. There is nothing in a complete circle. Everything is spherical. Everything is what's called a spheroid. The earth is shaped like an egg. Your nuts is shaped like an egg. The planets rotate around the sun in the shape of an egg. The nucleus of the sperm is shaped like an egg.
Wow.
Everything is shaped like
true.
An egg. Your body is giving off an auric field. That auric field is egg shaped. So if those things are egg shaped, even the goddamn sun is an egg shaped. So if physical things that have manifested from out of the darkness of space is shaped in the form of an egg, what the hell is that? What the hell do you think that the creator of these egg shapes are? It is a mother.
Right. So what you're saying, Tahoti, is
and true. We don't know the black woman's strength, and she don't know her own strength then.
That's right. That's right, girl. She don't know who she is. And that's why it's our duty as conscious men and those conscious women to go out and uplift our people, man. We got to go get our people. Yo, I was down in Maryland, Baltimore last weekend. And when I was coming down on the bus and I was looking at the condition of the people, I'm telling you, it looked just like the HBO special The Wire. It looked just like that. And I was like, damn, our people out here is fucked up.
Right.
Men
right.
and women nodding all over the place.
Yeah.
Just lost. They just lost out here, man. And so it's imperative, man, for us to snatch our women up and teach this because, listen, man, you got to be a farmer. All farmers know that you got to reproduce your animals and they got to be not degraded. You got to treat them with love and respect so that you can produce good stock.
That's
so
right.
We don't want to be producing little bow wows no more. We want to start producing little gods.
Right.
We don't want to produce no more Snoop Doggy Dogs.
Right.
We don't need no more 50 Cents. You see?
That's real.
So the women going to have to start raising the bar. Instead of you going out getting a thug for love, you got to say, you know what? I want me a Black Panther.
That's
you
right.
Gonna,
that's
if you're
right.
going to get up in this good, if you're going to get up in these goodies, you're going to have to be a Black Panther. If you want to get up between these legs, you're going to have to be RBG. If you want to get up between these legs, you're going to have to be a mathematician, a scientist. You're going to have to be down with the revolution. Because if you're not down with that, you don't get none of this, Nookie.
Go ahead. That's how it used to be. Go ahead, Sister Bear. You got a question?
Yeah, I have like a call on the air. They've been waiting so patiently, brother. You just been really breaking down the science. No, you're fine. No, but I just want them to go ahead and start lining these questions up because they like and really in the chat rooms having on fire. Some brothers is upset. We have 415-571. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hello, Black Power to y'all. This is Sister Quaylani from San Francisco.
Black Power.
How you doing, Black Power?
Black Power.
I'm sitting up here listening to this powerful brother here. He was very powerful. And it's just ironic that you happen to talk about this particular subject because I just did a lecture like 2 hours ago, and I did one Tuesday in my classroom at Porter Magazine where I work at. And so I did a little lecture on, you know, women who are matriarchs because at Porter Magazine is ran by black and brown sisters. And we were talking about the species of lizard. There is a species of lizard on this earth that only breeds the female species, and they do a ritual where they roll their bellies around and one leaves a brood pregnant. So I was listening to the matriarch and how the female elephant is the one that runs the show. You know, so I'm sitting up here listening to what the brother is saying. There's so much truth to that. And another thing I want to say that, you know, to read more about, you know, the prehistoric Western man's racism, sexism, aggression. You know, you guys pick up that book by Michael Bradley called The Iceman Inheritance, and it's a new introduction by John Hendrick Clark. And that's a pretty good book. And, you know, you get to, you know, pretty much a little bit of information on the origin of these aggressions and these sexism, because that's one thing the white man did do. He took the feminine, he took the maternal out of, you know, how they would say religion or the way of life, so how the white man sees fit. Because he hates his woman. He hates the female, period. And seeing a lot of men that I've seen, you know, I even became a victim of, I'll say, a brother that was our color. Right now, I'm in litigation with because he gave me up. You know, because the child, like you were saying, brother, the child rides with the mother. Okay, the brother wasn't no good. The brother, you know, stood up there and told the white folks pretty much, you know, the little bit he knew about me and what she was, I was a black woman. That was enough for them to try to destroy this family, and I'm a resistance and litigation for that right now. So I had to put my fist up when you spoke about how the mama ruled, because the mama's fighting to rule her household right now, and I give it up to the sisters that's going through the same thing that I'm doing. But it was a very beautiful thing how you brought that up. But it made me think about, you know, when they talk about, like, if you look at the old Egyptian hieroglyph and they talk about the two black doves, that how that was the metaphor for two black women who went out and taught civilization. So, like I said, I appreciate you touching bases upon that. And, you know, and right now to this day, if anybody out there have any doubt about what the brother is saying, you know, how many, how the 85% of the households right now are headed by black women, because, you know, not only is that, you know, is that a setup from the get-up, but what the brothers and sisters need to understand, though, okay, 85% of the brothers is locked up in a prison too. That's one way you stop the reproduction of the of people and of our culture. They, and then at the same time, they're not teaching us sisters how to get our brothers up out of these jails and up out of these jails, not physically and mentally, but also at the same time, they're throwing in diversity. So in diversity, that's only a setup for us to eliminate our culture, because you don't see them getting at no other culture talking about diversity, but they're getting at ours because they know that we come in further and further, closer and closer to the truth. And all I'm saying to those and out here in Frisco is a lot of majority like to choose to stay sweet, just stay out the way. That's all I'm going to say about it as far as my Frisco comrades. My comrades, I put my fist up. But I appreciate what the brother said, and it made me want to, it inspired me to want, I want to share a story with y'all. This is a true life story of my ancestors, my mother and my father. These are the people who I lost us in the struggle. And then I was called a racist and I was called a nigger today too, because like that's why I say I do believe in black on black. I want a black man. A lot of us sisters, we do want somebody, a man, a strong king to run the kingdom. I call it the queendom, because it's the Q and the K together. See,
right,
we became Americanized. We follow the ways of the white man. It goes back into the days of the slavery when they took that one black man, that one strong brother, and made him mate with all the sisters on the plantation. They called a stud. That's where stud and player and all these things come from. See, now brothers took that as is a trend. Now that's the thing to do to get all these sisters pregnant. Okay, roaches and dogs and everybody else can reproduce, but who is really here to teach this foundation? Who's really here to teach this foundation? And it's a scary thought when they talk about diversity, because the first thing that pop up in my mind is ozone children. These white folks is tricking us up, and I just seen it earlier today, and I had to tell some young brothers, and they didn't agree with me, but I'm going to keep it real. What the hell you sitting up here mixing with these devils? Have you ever heard of ozone children? Hell yeah, they want to hurry up and mix with us because of the warming, the global warming thing. That's the best they can do right now is get some of our melanin into their DNA to ensure that their race survives. And these fools are falling for it more like clockwork. But here, a white man sat up here earlier today around 4:45 p.m. after I just came from the lecture. He sat up here and called me a nigga, and not one brother. It was only two brothers out there. Not one came to my defense. But I defended myself because I know who I am. I know who I am. This is San Francisco. Because if the comrades here are not dead, it's only 5% of us left. And a sister out here is in trouble. And a sister out here is
Hold on, Nadia. So you say you did a lecture in San Francisco and you got disrespected. Nobody stood up for you?
No, nobody stood up for me. And that's why I take all my work to Core Magazine, because right there, that's where my comrades are in the mission. That's what my car. Nobody stands up for us out here. I say I'm fighting the right fight, but I'm on the wrong damn battlefield. My family's from Texas. My family then got killed off out here, and sometimes it made me question my purpose out here. But it's like, but until then, the people who do have ears to hear need to hear what a sister got to say. And what
let's let Hootie speak to that. Let's let what you got to say on that, Hootie.
And well,
sister, they done turned our men into a bunch of cowards. You know, we done been turned into a bunch of goddamn cowards. It happens every day. You know what I mean? We disrespected on the airways. We disrespected everywhere. And ain't nobody going to stand up and do shit. Listen, the Bloods and Crips, and that's my family. Don't get it messed up. They family. Those are our soldiers. but it's all messed up because Bloods and Crips can come up against each other, fight and kill, shoot each other. Let one police officer come, it's 30 goddamn Bloods, all of them got guns, and one police officer come with one goddamn gun. Put everybody on the wall. Goddamn cowards.
Right.
You see? Because we have been psychologically been made to be scared of the white man. I don't come call him the white man. He's a white boy. You see, we are psychologically made to believe that the white boy is God. You see? And so you can't see, one of the things that the Europeans did, they took our God from us. They took our spirituality from us, and they gave us religion. And in that religion, they made our highest thought of God to be our enemy. They made Jesus Christ a goddamn 55 homosexual white boy.
Right.
And so now you can't fight your enemy. You can't fight your enemy because your enemy is your God. So you can have a white man disrespect a black woman, and you'll see a bunch of Negroes side with the white man. Yeah, that bitch had it coming anyway. First thing they'll do. So I'm not surprised at that. Yeah, let's get you another caller.
Yes, sir. Sister Queen Nadi, we appreciate you, Queen. We got to get you back on to get your story. And this is so many callers, but like Sahudi said, we've been made into punks. It's a new black man on scene, though. Don't lose hope on us now. Don't lose hope.
That's right.
But it's like Sahudi and others that are here. Don't lose hope now.
Okay.
That's right.
Next caller is 313-778. You on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
This is Sister Adelia from Detroit. And Brother Tehuti. Brother Tehuti from, where are you from?
I'm from out of New York City.
New York, okay. I say Shemhotep to you, brother.
Black Power, you were laying down
some big time, clearly defined information. And I wanted to back you up with that talk about Nzinga and how she got turned out by Berbers, and now Berbers are running all of Africa. That stuff is a big, giant bunch of mixed-up, crazy world stuff. And do you know, unfortunately, like you said, men, and even in Africa, we're not fighting with her. She had to fight with all of her sisters to try to keep Berbers from turning Africa out. So I don't know what happened to us, and how we got so, I don't know if that's something that happened to the DNA of people of color, but that story was enough to make me a concerned citizen, that what happened with our sister was trying to hold down the whole South Africa, that portion of South Africa, and the Berbers came and raped all of them, most of them, and took over, and that's why we have all this confusion. Arabs holding up red, black, and green flags, and, you know, it's a bunch of ball of confusion going on out there, for real, and I'm sitting here, I know who I am, I'm real clear, because I've studied culture, I've studied hieroglyphs, I've studied Kemet, I've studied Mimi Fuller, I mean, we can go down the list, I follow Malimba Ani closely, because that's what I'm studying now, I'm studying psychological, metaphysical, spiritual healing, because we are big-time damaged good. We have to try to capture the ones that aren't so badly damaged and try to save ourselves, because I'm in the midst of trying to save myself. And that's no joke. I mean, it's gotten to the point when you were talking about brothers being lost and not being able to be real men. This demon has tried to suck the life out of our people. And they're doing
right. It.
At a rapid pace now, they're moving at such a rapid pace at this thing that they use their spirit and their power. It is frightening. I'm not afraid, but I'm saying the concept of being frightened is upon us. because I have a spiritual power. I'm real clear about being conscious because I was born into metaphysics. I did not become some country bumpkin Baptist turned metaphysics. I was born into this. My mother is a metaphysician minister. My grandmother was a metaphysician minister, and she was taught by a black metaphysician in the 30s. So we were trying to hold this stuff down for a long time. And it is, and it's because of the Indian also, the Native connection. You know, we have that connection
right.
to us, too, which makes us such supreme people. We are so supreme. And this demon is just sucking us up. We are becoming...
Yes, ma'am. So what would you like to ask Brother Nacho Tahuti?
Yes. I just want to commend him on giving us clear information. And I want him to continue to give us clear information and project it into this universe. Because, you know, when you project this information more and more into the universe, somebody gets it subconsciously. And we
Thank
need
you
to be
so
getting
much.
It all day, every day. We need to be fed this healing energy conversation on national airway all the time. And it's only going to be a subculture of us listening to it, I understand. So they can't hardly stand us. We can't hardly stand ourselves, some of them colored people I'm talking about. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about colored people. They can't handle it. When you come into them strong and direct, they are afraid because they're carpetbagging their way through their life. They got jobs with the government. They're keeping them. They're holding it down. They're playing the game. And our people are just getting in worse and worse condition. So I say I'm standing up towards black power for real. I'm standing
okay.
with black men of color who are Panthers for real because they're the only real men out here.
That's right. That's black power. So I just want to say real quick.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I want to say to all of my sisters out there, real quick, I want you to hear me clearly. Yeah, the black woman is God, but don't you think you're going to get a damn place without us black men. Okay? Don't take this knowledge and go beat up on the brothers. That ain't why I'm revealing this. I'm not starting no gender-specific war. Guess
exactly.
what, black woman? You are the best woman on the planet, but guess what? You know who the best man on the planet is? The black man.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
oh, yeah.
get a better man than the real black man. So I want all the real black men to stand up for our mothers and our queens.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Queen, for your comment. And the Queen before you, Queen 90, I really appreciate both of you all. Next on Black Power Radio, we have 214-397. You're on Black Power Radio.
Black power, good people.
Black
power. That's the dude. You just kind of cleared up what I was going to talk about, man. What's happening is that I've been following you for a long time, and I appreciate you, you know, getting the message out there. What's happening is you're starting to raise up a new wave of feminist black women, asexual black women, in the mold of Oprah Winfrey, black women that don't see that they don't need a black man. Now, I'm just wanting to follow the logic that the white man has been pumping the black woman, or should I say pimping the black woman, for over 40 years with the welfare system. Now, with that being said, I understand that the black woman is God. However, anyone that is 40 years or younger, any black male that she has produced, she is the reason why they're in the state that they're in. I have yet to see a black woman turn black men around. So if you think that you don't need a black man, and I understand where this program has been going for a little bit, it kind of sounds like, I'm from the South, so it sounds like a Southern Baptist preacher that you got 85% of your congregation being black female, so you got to cater to them. And then they go out to bash black men. And then you trying to say, well, we're going to build this together. You can't build it together if you steady putting down the black man and bashing the black man and talking about those that are out there that's doing right. I understand that women have been mistreated. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not a proponent of that at all. What I'm saying is we need to start focusing on the black men that are actually out there doing positive things and being the black men that we are supposed to be. The because you got a whole lot of black women, not to tell Hootie, that are following you, man. But women change like the weather, like you said earlier. They're emotional. That's the reason why the planet Earth is a black woman. She changed like the seasons. I know about that from being here in Texas. 1 minute it's freezing, the next minute it's 100 degrees outside. It will change on you. Just be careful.
So my brother, are you saying that's Tahuti's fault? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that you get, like what he cleared up at the last statement that he just made, you will get a whole lot of women that are talking about, you know, they're feminists, and they'll come out there and they'll use the statements that he is saying. They'll use snippets of what he is saying to justify that they don't need a black man outside of being a sperm donor.
Let me say something real quick. The white man always knew about the mother, and that's why he put the black woman over the black man. But he didn't put her over the black man in a power of supremacy. She is still his slave. She is the white man's slave woman. You see what I'm saying to you? But he knows the power of the woman, so this way he has to raise the woman up as a slave with more position than the man so that she could make good slave nigger men.
Right.
In order to make good slave nigger men, he had to raise the woman up to the position after he beat her down. After he beat her down, then he raised her up to another position to make her feel closer to the so-called man of power, because he knows the nature of a woman. She's going to attract to the men of power. You see what I'm saying? She's going to attract to a man of power. So the white man puts her in certain jobs over black men. You see what I'm saying? But it ain't because he's trying to give her power. No, he's giving himself power, because he knows the power of a woman, and so with her PhD, with her philosophy degree or whatever job that she gets, it is still within the confining the structure of the American political and economical spiritual system.
So
it perpetuates the American dream. It perpetuates the African nightmare. And we continue as black men and black women to get further and further away from each other, because we don't understand that the culprit, the enemy, is causing us to have a problem with one another. We're crabs in a bucket, and every time a crab try to get out, one pull them back down.
Right.
But wait a minute. The crab battle master has taken Oprah, Michael Jordan, Jay-Z, 50 Cent. He has taken these crabs out of the bottom of the barrel of crabs and put those crabs at the very top of the bucket. So all of us crabs at the bottom of the bucket can look up and say, damn, Oprah got out, Michael Jordan got out, 50 Cent and Jay-Z got out. We can get out too. But we don't realize that the crab barrel master took those crabs out of the bottom of the bucket for his own bidding. And those crabs at the top of the bucket, they can't help you, because they have the fear of being put back into the bucket.
Right. That's a heavy point. Heavy point.
Let's call him.
Brother, did that answer your question? The caller still on?
Yes, he is.
All right, brother. We just wanted to make
I'm still on. Still listening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We just wanted to be clear on what you're saying.
No, I was just mentioning that we're from the South, and we don't like to overtalk people. We actually listen to what they have to say before we come back and give a rebuttal. You know, I know that happens a lot with these so-called intellectual debates that we try to out-talk each other. But the only way we can actually make some movement is when we sit down and reason together. And that's why I'm glad that we're able to have this dialogue, so that Master Tahuti can confront some things, because the things that I'm saying on YouTube, like I said, I've been following the brother for a long time, so I'm trying to figure out where does the switch take place, because it's like, you know, things get chopped up and screwed like a mixtape, and you're trying to figure out where this is what he's saying, pretty much that, you know, well, I said that the black woman is God, however, she still has to raise her roof. So when we understand that black women, there's a difference between you being a god or a goddess and a diva. Divas come in and talk about they want their water at a certain temperature or they're going to throw it back in your face. A goddess is one that said, okay, I'm going to show you how to do this. So there's a difference. I was raised by a single mother as well. She taught me how to be polite, mannerable, respectable, but she couldn't teach me how to be a man. That's why I had my uncle to step in and other men in my community to step in.
That's true.
If black women think that, oh, I can do this all by myself, I'm the mama, I'm the daddy, then that's when you got a gender war going on within that male. And like the sister was talking about out there in San Francisco, how she was disrespected. She got to think about where she was. You got to know your audience. You in San Francisco. That's the gay capital of the world. So you're not going to have any black men stand up and say anything.
That's good that you caught that part because I missed that one. You in San Francisco.
That's pretty funny.
All right, my brother, we appreciate it. What's your name, black man? Caller still with us?
Yeah, he's still with us. 214, brother, what's your name?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to have to move on. Maybe he'll call in and tell us later.
Let's move on. We got a lot of calls. All the calls on the line. The number is 646-478-4447. Press number one. We on the line with Natural Ty Hootie, RBG. Next call.
Who are you doing for? Oh, right here. We have 409-499-14.
Hello?
Say that one more time.
409-499.
409-499. Your mic's open. You're on Natural Time Hootie. The black woman and the black nation. Black power.
Hello. Black power.
Okay, black power.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Talk to us. You're on with Natural Time Hootie. What are we going to do to stop this disrespect of the black woman and raise the black nation?
What are we going to do? What we got to do is we got to do just like, you know, what God is, what, you know, acting for us to do, you know, be their king.
No doubt about it.
Hello?
Did you have a question for our brother Tahuti?
No, not at this time, but I sure did agree with what he was saying, though.
Okay,
brother,
so I'm not sure your point.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
For help, brother.
Black power.
Black power. We appreciate you. Let's go to the next caller, quick.
Okay, we have 318-936-11. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on Natural Tahuti and Black Power Radio. What are we going to do to stop this disrespect to the black woman and raise a black nation?
Well, look, I'm calling from Louisiana. I'm representing that Louisiana. I'm a soldier of justice on earth. I feel like we got a whole lot of women. They dating each other. And at the same time, this cracker, he's trying to play the black man as a homosexual. So once you do a black man to a homosexual and you reduce a black woman to date each other, what did you get? Man, I'm saying you get a dead black planet. That's what you get. When you talk about this, I'm talking about the white man, he ain't no problem. We always talking about what he's doing to us. You know what I'm saying? We always putting ourselves in the inferior position. We already know this. We already know the God of the universe got our back. Everything we do. 40 miles up in the sky. Got a mothership ready to fly down here. You got soldiers just on the earth ready to destroy.
Okay.
And like,
keep talking to us. Keep talking to us. So we're talking about the destruction of the black nation and the black woman, the disrespect of our queen. So what do you think we should do?
They're destroying our queen. They don't play the girl game. They don't start playing with our wounds. Once they playing with our wounds, and what they got the black man locked up, and he ain't doing nothing to confront this man or playing with our rules?
You know what I'm saying? He gonna eliminate us. He gonna eliminate us. How he gonna take us out? They playing their game. They playing with the black woman room and they playing with their mind.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Still on with us, calling? Still with us, brother?
Who am I?
Yes, sir. Let me ask you this question. What do you think about what our brother said? Can you grasp the concept and the truth about the black woman being God?
The black woman is God. I believe in that stand right there. The black woman is God, but also the black man is God too.
No doubt.
I'm saying, look, it should not be no disrespect. I ain't disrespect no woman, but no, I ain't gonna disrespect no woman. But the black man, if you take out a black man off the earth and you just leave a woman there, and the black still hard without no black man there. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be dealt with. You know what I'm saying? But you need your black man guard, too.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Carla, okay. We appreciate you. Tony, you got anything you want to say to that?
Yeah, no question. The black woman is God, and we are the sons of God, which makes us the God, yes. It is true. But contrary to popular belief, the black woman was here thousands of years before we even got here. She produced us, and this is why we say that the black woman is God. And if, like you said, if there was no black men on the planet, you know what would happen? Because it was that way once upon a time. She would produce another one. She has the capability in her womb to do so. So we're not going to get lost on that topic, but thank you so much for your support.
Right. Let's go to the next caller here. We appreciate you, caller, for what you said. Thank you so much. I want you also to touch on that. Touch on the black woman laying down with the black woman. We can't stay away from it now. We got to talk about it. What's happening?
Okay. Homosexuality is an attack on the great mother. We are now living in the age of the return of the great mother. We're coming into the age of Aquarius. Now, when you look at the zodiac signs, you see Aquarius as a man. But if you go back to Dendora, ancient Kemet, look at those signs up there, you will see that Aquarius is a woman. You will see most of those signs that are attributed to a woman. So, we are living in the time of the return of the great mother. We are living in the time of Kali. And when you go look at the ancient image of Kali, I want everybody to go Google Kali Ma, K-A-L-I-M-A. I want you to go look at that image. You're going to see Kali Ma, a black woman goddess, and she is standing on top of a white man. The savior of the world is going to be a black woman. When you go look at that image, you're going to see a black god woman standing on top of a white man. So go Google and look at that image. Homosexuality is an attack on the feminine energy. That's all it is. It is to confuse you, because the ancestors that are coming through, we are all raising up to this knowledge now. We're all coming back in tune with it. So they have to mix up the signals. They got to mix up the signals. That's why they got these new televisions. Why you think they got rid of all of the old televisions? Because these new televisions can channel into your psychic brain. And they want to implant sharp, crisp images of homosexuality into your mind. They want to institutionalize homosexuality in your mind. And they want to feed you degenerate food to give you a hormonal imbalance. Because like begets like. This is the law of cause and effect. So if I teach and train your mind homosexually, if I feed you food that is degenerate and altered genetically, it will cause hormonal imbalances. So one day, in one of the generations, one of your children will come home and say, "Mom, I feel like a girl in a man's body."
Oh, man.
And then what you will do, you'll send your child to the psychologist. But you are not aware that Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, and all of the rest of those Europeans were homosexuals. And those guys that are going to college, getting their degrees, they have to master Carl Jung, and they have to master Sigmund Freud. You have to pass those tests. So they're going to tell your children that homosexuality is not a choice. They're going to tell them that it's not a choice. The reason you're feeling that way is because you was born gay. You wasn't born gay. Somebody mixed up the signals. Somebody knew about the law of cause and effect. Somebody knew that light begets light. So this is why these kids are coming born already thinking that they're homosexual. Let's move on.
Yes, sir. Somebody, just in case you didn't hear the black man, our brother, if you out there like that, we love you as family, but somebody has mixed up your signal. 901-846, you're on the air with Black Power Radio, Natural Style Hoodie. Talk to us. What we going to do is stop the disrespect of the black woman and raise a black nation, black power. 901-846, your mic's open.
Oh, my bag. I was taking care of some business. Am I on air?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, brother, man. Hey, I'm telling you right now, man, if I was in church, I'd be doing what they call, the white folk call, a Holy Ghost dance. I can't do that right there. Hey, the Bible got so many holes in it, I can't fuck this. Well, excuse my language for a second. But let me go ahead and say it like this right here. I have to disassociate myself with the conversation I just heard, and I have to go ahead and touch the people that's out there listening. This is Mr. International in your chat room. I'm going to say it like this right here to my black brothers and sisters. This individual that is speaking right now, that's called passion. And passion comes from a lifestyle. It doesn't come from training. It comes from education. Education and training are two entirely different things. Education is a life, what you live and what you've experienced. Training is what you're taught how to respond to what nobody has dealt with before. And those are the psychiatrists and the psychologists that actually try to define this situation that you're dealing with right now. Okay, now getting back to my brothers and sisters out there, put it this way right here. If you look at the coins that you deal with on a day-to-day basis and you see that African, if you see Abraham Lincoln face backwards and all the white coins face forward, that penny is what they consider you to be, but you still have value. And to be honest with you, I can sit right now and count 99 pennies and never make a dollar. So that means that they can never make you. In other words, you are so important. In regards to what you gather right now today, you are the most important thing to ever put 10 toes birth on this earth. You are the most important thing. And the reason why they target you is because they try to figure out, why are you so important? Ooh. And this brother is trying to teach you, educate you, not train you. There's a difference. They're trying to train you on how to respond to circumstances. This brother is trying to tell you to walk in victory. This is what you call victory conversation. Like I said, if I could, I'd do a Holy Ghost dance. But I'm not going to sit back and disrespect my brother like that. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. Satan, the Lord, refuse.
Got to hold it in, right? Like, got to hold it in.
Hey, I'm going to say it once again. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, you are the Satan.
Go ahead.
Okay? So my thing about it is that when you sit back and you research what his story is, And I'm saying his, H-I-S hyphen story, his story. It has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with us.
That's right.
Right. We are so important to not only them, but we are so important to nature. We are so important to, put it this way right here, this is the best way I can say it to a lot of people. When the sun hits our beautiful black melanated skin, we get the highest concentration of vitamin D if they don't put the chemical trails in the sky. That's another subject for another discussion. But if they don't put those planes in the sky to put the clouds out there and block out the sun, we get the highest concentration of vitamin D. What happens with them? I guarantee you. Them white folk buying a Band-Aid 24/7 because they trying to stop from bleeding right now.
Okay? That's right.
Because they don't have melanin. That melanin in your skin is so important. And that melanin. Hello?
Yes, sir. You still on?
That melanin. Melanin is your chemetic color. That's that. Africa was called Kemet because it was called the land of the black or the land of the charcoal individuals or the charcoal people. That's us. Asia was connected with Africa until they built the Suez Canal. We are everywhere. We took them out the Caucasus Mountains of Europe. I teach this to individuals on a day-to-day basis that the 47th and 48th chromosome created via that old hybrid cord. Well, let me leave that alone right there because that's white people going to get mad at me right there and they're going to probably go start censoring your show.
Yes, sir. Brother, we got a lot of callers and you got a direct question for Brother Natural Star Hootie.
Well, okay, I don't mean to take up everything, but the thing about it is remember this right here, we master everything. We master, as comedic people, we master everything. But the thing about it is, and this is the saddest part right here in the conversation, we have not mastered where we're at right now. We sit back and let them sit back and put tools or obstacles or stumbling blocks in front of us to actually go ahead and implement a situation in our mind when a woman gets a job and she's a breadwinner. We sit back and we talk down to her. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Go ahead and finish your point.
We talk down to her. But the thing about it is we have to remember that with them it's all about money. The only reason why they go ahead and open the doors for an African or a comedic woman is so that they can tax her, okay? Before, they can only tax the man. Now they can tax the woman, too. So now they got two forms of taxation that they can go ahead and implement on the American people. And not only that right there, they're actually taking the woman and the man out of the household to provide for the family. And who's teaching your children in the school? Jesus. Jesus teaching your kids in the school. While you out here working hard as a comedic black man, a comedic black woman, Jesus teaching your kids in the school. So who's coming home to you? Jesus Christ is coming home to you. This is the trick that they play. It's called
Yes, sir.
They have no means to go ahead and build you up, to support you, to make you what you should be in life. This is an individual thing right here. This conversation that this brother is talking about right now, that brother right there, is not for everybody because a lot of people are not going to understand it. They're going, oh, he just hyper, he this and that. And when you sit back and you put those white names on a black comedic man, you should know you're wrong right there because those are white words. Those are white words. Those are English words. The Bible says that Jesus was a Jew, right? Am I wrong or right? The Bible says Jesus was a Jew, right?
Okay. That's what it says.
Did the Bible say Jesus was a Jew? The king of the
Jews?
Yes,
sir. That's what it says.
Okay. But there are no J's in the Hebrew language.
Right.
There are no J's in it. And not only that right there, Peter, Paul, Mark, Luke, John, etc. Aren't those European names? Are those Jewish names?
Right, right. But natural. But Tahuti already said, though, Tahuti already told us that the white man took and gave us religion instead of our spirituality. So we right with you, right?
Okay, so if they gave us their spirituality, then what did they leave us with? When I was growing up, I'm 44 years old. And I'm sure there's a lot of individuals out there that probably are about the same age or whatnot, because I see in the chat room, I know some of y'all. you're about the same age, and we came up together. We know for a fact that when we watched those TV commercials back in the day when the TV actually went off before they start programming and sending you signals through the TV, through this high-def, whatever they call it now, HDTV, before they start sending you signals to dumb you down, we knew when the TV cut off, we knew for a fact that those women, African women, that were dry-breasted, were not able to feed their children and whatnot, were not like that all the time. They were like that based upon...
Yeah, brother, we're going to wrap you up, black man. We got to wrap you up because you're on fire. I feel your spirit. You're on fire, but we can't take all Tahuti's time now, black. We love you, black man.
I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is like this right here, bro. I'm a lion with teeth. They a lion
yes,
with
sir.
No teeth, okay?
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to leave it right there at that. Tahuti, you fired that black man up.
Thank you so much,
hey,
man. I really appreciate the support out there.
Hey,
bro, they have no power other than the power we give them, man. Why do we give them power?
That's right.
Okay, thank you, God.
That's right.
Let's get another caller on.
Another caller in. Let's see, 973-592, you're on the air with Napster Tahuti, Black Power Radio. What can we do to stop the destruction of our black women and black nation, black power?
Brother Tahuti, my question is this. I hear what you're saying. We have a lot of men within our circle who advocate the concept of the black woman being God, a goddess, or even superior. A few minutes ago, you just mentioned homosexuality and lesbianism. And we have a lot of brothers within our circle, and I'm going to get to my question very quickly, but we have a lot of brothers in our circle who actually get women to engage in lesbian activity, men who are supposed to know better. What I would like to know from you is, how do you address conscious men who abuse black women in the name of the culture?
Well, it's simple. They're not as conscious as they really think they are, because I've been addressing this information to the conscious community, and when I first started coming out with the information, I was hoping that my conscious family would be the ones that would get behind me and support me. But it seems like it was a lot of the brothers in the conscious community, when you go over the Facebook comments and the YouTube comments, they was the ones that was coming out with all of the disrespect towards women. And I was like, damn, do you see this shit here? So, listen, the reason for this is this. A lot of our history books have to be revamped. If one was to rely on the cultural analysis of ancient historians of African social and religious history, you might conclude that the African woman, though some of them were acknowledged to have been queens and great warriors, were for the most part no more than appendages of their great warrior kings and military heroes. You see what I'm saying? Although the scholars, they're false to extol the virtues and the divine powers of the goddess are set. But although, even though they put her up there, she is still largely only a cosmological archetype and mother, wife, or priestess, and subordinate to the god Osiris or Asar. So when you view that, and when you view the historical context of the men in the spiritual pantheon being above the woman, this is the reason why you have men in the conscious community who feel the same way the white man do. I'm the fucking man. You see what I'm saying? You got to submit to me. When they look at the goddess Nefertiti and they look at the goddess Aset and they see Asar, and when they see the black woman in that image standing behind the man, they think it's some type of pimp-hole relationship in their subconscious mind. They don't understand and don't see that the god Aset has her arm, her hand on Osiris' arm. Because she put the man in the center of the civilization.
I told you
that it was through the polygamy relationship. That's why you see the two women there. Because they had to teach the men homecraft. She taught them agriculture. She taught them the science of the language and stars and mathematics and all of that. That was her science. She's the oracle. You see what I'm saying to you? So when you look at the conscious men in the community, and then here's another reason. Here is another goddamn reason. We have allowed, and I don't, and listen, I'm not an apologetic, and I'm not sorry for the black woman being God. We have allowed isms such as Christianity, Judaism, and Islam to permeate our African spirituality. And when you go into the bowels of those religions, when you go into the bowels of the Quran, you see the Quran says that the woman is feeble-minded and cannot devise a plan. You see that the Quran says that Allah made man better than a woman. You see that the Quran says if you have, oh my God, there's some other stuff. He said if you have sex with a woman lately, don't pray. Women cannot go into the masjid if they're on their period. The Bible says that it's a goddamn shame for a woman to say anything inside of the church. The Bible says that God is the head. So man is the head of the family and the head is God, and therefore the woman should be submissive to God. This is why you have men in the conscious community who still think that the woman is secondary but most necessary. I'm here to tell you that is not African culture. This is not feminism that I'm talking about. The only reason you see the feminists with this same information, because the white woman always knew. She knew about it. Because the white man would beat her goddamn ass if she said anything about the treatment of a black man. Because the white man enslaved her too. He hates a woman. So this is why you see white feminists raising up, talking about the black woman. I got several books written right now by white women who talk about the black African mother. So you're going to hear feminists talk about this, but it is not their science. It is ours, our ancestors. It is ours, and we need to claim what is ours for us.
Yes, sir. Let's get another call in here. 432-260. You're on the air with Natural Tahuti and Black Power Radio. What are we going to do to stop the disrespect of our black woman and raise a black nation, black power?
Hey, Hotel Family, peace, Brother Sean, Sister Mary,
Hotel,
peace, Brother
peace.
Tahuti.
Peace.
This is Sister Aira. I was calling from Texas,
hey.
And I want to say, Tahuti, you touched on some key points, you know, especially on that polygamy issue, because we have a lot of issues in the so-called conscious community to where we have people using the word polygamy when they bullshitting. What they're doing is they, you know, they're using the fake polygamy to where, you know, it'll appease them, you know, telling one sister they're in a polygamous relationship when on the cool, you know, they're doing some ghetto bullshit. So I want to thank you, you know, for touching on that subject a little bit more. And how do you feel about brothers, you know, who's doing using polygamy in the wrong way? And also, another thing I was wanting to say, brother, a lot of men, you know, in the conscious circle, Facebook, you know, we see it all the time. I've even heard it on here as I've been listening. I came in a little bit late tonight, but, you know, you have brothers saying the black woman is God on one hand, but then you get on Facebook, you see them, and they call the black woman a bitch.
I want to say to all of the brothers out there, that trying to talk about the polygamy situation, I don't think at this particular time, and now this is double standard. I have double standards about this. I think that we are suffering from mental illness because we are out of our authentic African minds. I think that we need to be initiated into our African spiritual systems so that we can get an African state of mind. If we don't have an African state of mind, there is no sense of talking about polygamous relationships with a man who can't even handle one woman.
true. Exactly.
There's no sense of talking polygamy to sick people. Because now you're going to have a sick man make two women or three women sicker. And I say, until we resurrect our spiritual system and have been initiated into African training and African states of mind, I think we need to stay away from the polygamous relationship, because we're
exactly.
just going to give birth to more sick children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my view on that.
That's right. And what about the about the brothers in the conscious circle who's teaching black power when the black woman is God, but then on another aspect, you know, they'll see the black woman, they see her referred to the black woman as a bitch. You know, that right there is a double standard, and it's teaching people the wrong thing. If the black woman is God, the black woman is God, and she can't be a bitch 30 minutes later.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I wanted to touch on this a long time ago about the word bitch, and I really don't think this is the time, but the term bitch, it became a naughty word in the Christian Europeans, but it actually, and y'all may laugh at me when I tell you this, it was one of the ancient titles of the goddess, but I don't want to touch on that at this time because I don't want to cause any confusion.
No, you got to touch on that. You got tired, no, brother. You ain't get out of that thing. You got to touch on that.
No. Listen, let me clarify my statement. Let me clarify my statement.
Okay.
And that's why I shouldn't even touch on it, because we're not ready for it right now. The men that are out here calling women bitches, that's because he don't respect his mother. Okay, yeah. Because the word bitch, the same with the word nigga, has been used to denigrate women. We don't know the original meaning of these words. Now, we could say the original meaning of nigga is a nigga. You see? Now, the nigga is a goddess, because that was a serpent goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now,
mm-hmm.
the word nigga is a word that denigrates black folks. Now, originally, and what I want you to do is, here's the scholarship on it. You go out and you get Barbara G. Walker's The Woman's Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets. It has thousands of different terms and words, and that word bitch is up in there. So I don't want to speak on it. Go out, get the book, and go look up those words. But the word bitch at this particular day and time is denigrating our women. So I don't think we should use that word at the moment. Because the way these brothers are saying bitch, they're saying it in a way to disrespect our women.
I don't know if the queens are going to roll with you on that.
Let me give you another example.
Show on that one, Tahuti.
Hold on. Let me give you another example. The word cunt. You know how you call a woman a cunt? It's a derogatory word, right?
Right.
But we don't know that the word cunt comes from the word kundu. Kundalini. That's where it comes from. You see what I'm saying? But these words have been taken and they have turned it around. Now, let me give you another example of how they take words and vilify the woman. You have the word Lucifer and you have the word devil. The word devil comes from the Indo-European word Devi. Devi, D-E-V-I, means goddess. It also means woman. It's the same as the word diva, you see? But and it gave birth to the word divinity and divine, you see? But now what they did was add the L onto diva or Devi, and now you have the word devil. The same with the word Lucifer. Lucifer is the morning star, the bright morning star. But Lucifer, the bright morning star, is the planet Venus. And Venus is a pre-Roman goddess. She was an African goddess. She's the same as Aset. You see? But they take the word Lucifer, and they have made that into a vilification of the woman, the same with the word Baphomet. When you look at Baphomet, the goat, the so-called Satan, you'll see that Baphomet has a set of breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word Baphomet translates to the word Sophia. And Sophia was a Greek, the pre-Greek goddess. You see, so they have taken words that were originally words that were divine, and they have taken those words and made them to vilify the woman. Okay, I'm done.
Woo! All right. Hey, Paula, do you have anything else to add? Because you just really pulled some stuff out this brother.
No, that's pretty much it. And I was wanting Tahuti's view on the disunity, too. This is a little off topic. You know, in the black community, we have so many people, you know, spewing out different things, you know, causing disunity in the black community. And how do you view those brothers and sisters, you know, leaning on that, talking about kill the white man, you know, but they really killing the revolution, you know, on some negativity type bullshit.
Okay. Wait. Back up. Say that one more time, please.
I ain't gonna be able to say it in the same order. But what I'm basically saying, Tahuti, is how do you view the disunity going on, you know, within, you know, different organizations? You know, you have,
man.
I call them fake flagging leaders, you know, misleading these sisters and brothers, you know, down into a hole of bullshit, you know, when they need to be leaning everybody towards unity.
Yo,
it's caused a big, what do you?
I'm going to tell you, because we was just dealing with that today. Yo, the CIA, and I know you cocksuckers is listening.
Right.
The CIA, they just came out with a news thing about the CIA is monitoring Facebook, they're monitoring YouTube, they're monitoring all of these blog talk, they're monitoring these things. They said we've made it very easy for them because we put all our information on there.
Exactly.
Now, whenever my brother Sarnetta uploads a video, whether it's me or Sarnetta or all the people that put up positive information, you're going to always find somebody write some negative-ass comments.
Always.
I don't care how goddamn positive the video may be, you're going to find somebody that put some negative bullshit on there. And listen, it can be blatantly positive. And you're going to find somebody do something negative on there. And then all of a sudden, now you have a slew of people coming on there writing negative comments. Now, what I want you to do is go hit those people, go hit the name, and go to the page to see who they are. You will see that they are masked men or women. Some of them don't have no face. Some of them don't have no activity going on the page. So I said, damn, who the hell are these people that keep coming out with these negative comments? That's the goddamn government. And what they do is they instigate things. They did that to the Black Panther Party. It was the CIA that did it. You see? And they're doing it right now. Now they do it because they know now how to do it. Back then they was experimenting with it, and it worked. And now they can do it easy.
Exactly.
They don't even let you get a chance to get like Malcolm X or nothing like that. Soon as you come out, the black woman is gone. You're going to have 1,000 people come. It's going to be a bunch of negative shit. They're going to destroy you before you even get the message off the ground. That's the government. Malcolm X said any dilly-dallying, that's the government. So when I see that dilly-dallying, and I don't give a damn who it is, that's the goddamn government. And if you're doing it, you may be doing it under mind control.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Let me say this to those that's on the line. Call in right now. We're going to the after show, 646-478-4447. Otherwise, you'll be cut off. Make sure that you join the National Day of Action. Email us at nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. Get busy for April the 23rd. April the 23rd. Go right ahead, Brother Tahuti.
Yes, sir. So, you know, we got to see what's going on. When me and Brother Sarnetta last year, when we was going through that beef with the BPC, it really wasn't Brother Seti and Brother Sarnetta and Brother Tahuti that was keeping the beat going. It was those mass men, those faithless people on YouTube that kept keeping the beef going on. Man, I Googled my name, and when I Googled my name, they had something said, is Natural Sahudi and Sarah Suit and Seti beefing?
Mm-hmm.
So when I seen that, I said, oh, shit. They just made me and Seti into Tupac and Biggie.
Right, right.
That's the government.
Right, right.
That's the goddamn government. I know it's the bastards. You can't tell me it ain't the goddamn government. They know who the hell we are. You think they not listening to us? Listen, you think they not listening to the black woman of God? Check this out. A few weeks ago, I think it was a month or two ago, they had a three-story billboard sign in New York City with a little black girl on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the billboard sign said, the most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb of a woman.
Damn.
You see? And they were telling people to go get abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's right. That's right.
But some people were thinking that it was positive, but it really wasn't. It was a sigil. They call it sigil magic. Check it out. When crack cocaine first came out, a lot of people ain't know about crack.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan came up with a campaign
called
Just Say No.
Mm-hmm.
The Just Say No campaign was in every newspaper, on every news station.
Mm-hmm.
For days on days and months on months, they had stories in the newspaper and on the goddamn newswaves and special report shows about crack cocaine and Just Say No.
Right.
More people started experimenting with crack cocaine. They never knew about it before then. But when they put it on the news, now all of a sudden, everybody and their mama smoking crack. That's how the government works.
That's how them bastards work. How them bastards work.
Queen, you got any more questions? That's how we got another call we got to get to.
Oh, peace, brother. I'm sorry. I was listening to Tahuti.
Okay,
that, brother. No, that's all I was wanting to say. And I do want to give a plug, you know, for April 23rd. I am still taking calls, and people been hitting me on my inbox. And I just want to give my cell phone number out again, you know, so they can keep hitting me up, because I'm calling for at least 200 black women here in Texas so we can organize so the strong black woman will not be dead on April 23rd. And my phone number is 432-260-4184.
All right. That's Midland, Texas, right? Midland, Texas.
Right on.
Midland, Texas, standing up for the National Day of Action. Get involved. That's just how I hear it is. Midland, Texas, and surrounding areas. We ain't got nothing but love for you.
Surrounding areas, Texas and Louisiana. I've been begging them. 432-260-4184.
Black power.
Another call, 409-499. Your mic is open. You're on the air with Natural Tahuti in the after show. What can we do to stop the disrespect of the black woman? Raise a black nation. Black power.
Yeah, black power. Black power. I don't have no comments right now. Can y'all repeat that number again? That 432.
Well, which one?
From the same. And the brother.
Society here in Texas?
Yes, sir.
That's 432-260. Uh-huh. 260.
264-4184.
432-260. 4184.
Thank you, my brother. Black power.
I hear it. You're welcome. Black power to you, sir. That's the National Day of Action. For all those that don't know, surrounding cities, if you're not signed up yet, sign on to be involved. Do something positive for the black community on that day. You can text this number, 502-299-8255. 502-299-8530. Again, that's 502-299-8530. Get involved. We want to draw our line to sound on that day. Let's get to another caller. 863-709, you're on the air with Natural Tahuti. Hootie. What can we do to stop the disrespect of our women and raise a black nation, black power?
Black power, black radio and all.
What's going on with you?
For the April 23rd, I'll be out in the community passing out flyers, passing out T-shirts.
What city you in?
Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, Florida in the house. All right, what's going on, Black? You been listening to Natural Tahuti?
Yes. You said something
right, interesting. What you think about what he's saying in regards to Natural Day Action?
Oh, yeah. He's 100% right on the many issues. For instance, the polygamy, the matriarchy, and where did the homosexuality is just too much for me to really absorb. But as I break it down, I understand more and more of what
yes,
he's
sir.
Saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hotel Bell.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. But the National, who he talked to that in his last remaining minutes here, talk to us on this National Day of Action. What do you see as the need for a National Day of Action? What should we be doing in New York and surrounding areas in terms of doing some positive for the black community?
I think we need to be discussing some of the things that we don't discuss. I think that we need to get a plan of action how to try to take back our how to take our residents and turn them into communities. We don't have no communities. We're living in residence. We need to learn how to take wherever we're living and bring the standard of our living up. How the hell you clean out your house, but you take the garbage and throw it out the back window? How the hell we've been living in projects 4 to 5 generations, and you're still pissing in the goddamn elevator? How the hell you live in a so-called community, but garbage and trash is all over the damn place? We need to go out and clean our neighborhoods up. This is just one of the things I think we should do, because I know we have a multiplicity of multiple problems. We have a multiplicity of multiple problems. But I think one of the things we need to do is clean our goddamn neighborhoods up. I think, like Dr. Francis Crutch Wilson and Millie Fuller said, let us start cleaning our neighborhoods up and white folks will start getting scared.
That's right.
Because if we clean our environment, we may start thinking a little bit better. You know that little trash and stuff in your house and that little stuff under your bed and all of that? We got to start cleaning it out.
That's right.
Because that means we have reservations. When you got dirt under your bed, that means that's reservations. You still got to clean out some of that stuff in your house. Your house ain't clean. So if we start cleaning up our houses, maybe we can just start having communities, man. Listen, in my neighborhood, you can go for a mile long and you don't see one black business. I live in New York City. I was just up here where the Dominicans live, and I said, damn, Dominicans ain't been in America 20 to 30 years yet. And when you go up there, every goddamn thing is owned by them. Everything. The Payless shoe store is owned by the Dominican up there. You go for miles and don't see one black business. We got a liquor store, Chinese store, the goddamn Muhammad's. You go to Muhammad to get your Lucy's and everything else. You got Arabs, Koreans, Chinamen. You got Jews. You got everybody in our community. And they don't give us nothing. They said that we were going to be spending $8 trillion. $8 billion. Excuse me, I might be dumb. I think it's $8 billion or something like that a year.
But we still poor
billion?
As hell. Now,
$8 billion.
The Christians got churches. The Muslims got masjids. The Jews got synagogues. What the hell does the conscious community got? How come we ain't even got no goddamn candy store we can go into and fraternize with one another? So I think these are issues we need to be talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got another caller. All right. 347-737. You're on the air, the after show. Natural Tahuti. What can we do to stop the disrespect of our black woman to raise a black nation, black power? Go right ahead. 347-737. Your mic's open. Black power. Right. We might just be listening on that. You may just be listening. Got to know your area code. Go ahead, Tahuti. In closing, go right ahead.
Okay, so I want to say to the people out there, man, listen, I'm trying to come to your town. I don't know where you at, but I'm trying to come to your town. I'm trying to come out there and speak to my people. I'm trying to come out there. So please, connect with me on Facebook. Connect with me on YouTube. On Facebook, my name is Natural Tahuti Amin. On YouTube, I'm Natu Tahuti. You can go to Sarnetta's page and connect with me. Please connect with me. I'm trying to come to your town. I don't give a damn where you at. I'm coming out there. I'm coming out there to come work with my people and get my people up and organized.
That's right.
I want to give a shout out to my brothers down in Virginia, down at the college. They have one of the first groups of its kind, and I'm proud to be an honorary member of the Order of Our Set. They got a bunch of Greek fraternities on the college. Now, in Petersburg, Virginia, the University of Virginia State has an order called the Order of Our Set.
Wow.
So I want to give a big black power to my brothers out there, Kev and Israel and Dap and Jamie and all of y'all. If I forgot your name, you know I'm talking about y'all. So I'm working with those brothers out there, trying to help them get their thing off the ground. Wherever you at, man, we trying to come over there and build with you, God. Get at me.
That's right. You got an email, Tahuti, they can get at you on?
Yeah, you can get at me at sheisgod69@yahoo.com.
Okay, brother, what is another requirement that you require to, in order to come out to Folk City?
Huh?
So we'll know, what is one of your requirements for you to come out there? Let us know.
Okay, listen. Get me, you get me a round trip ticket out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind of money you're working with, I'll work with you. It ain't all about the money with me, yet still I got to feed my family. I dedicate my life to the study of this information. In my house right now, I have hundreds of books that I'm sitting here day and night studying. And it ain't going to take much. If you get at me, I'm not going to ask you for no $7,500 to come out to your town. I'm not going to do that. But
right.
I still do have to feed my family. If I got to come
right.
out there, that means I take a day off of selling DVDs or hustling or however I got to get to pay my bills.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying to you? But listen, the brothers down in Virginia, they know I came down there. And it wasn't thousands of dollars. I went over to Baltimore. I don't ask that kind of money. Call me, I'll work with you. And that's the bottom line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Tahuti. Listen, we're in the after show now. And so all the people, I just want to say, and first of all, shouts out to our brother Sarnetta. Shouts out to the House of Consciousness out there. Shouts out to all of our comrades in the RBG movement. I got to say to you all, on behalf of Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Thai New Black Panther Party, we ain't got nothing but love for you all. Let it be known to the world right now on Black Power Radio. Ain't nothing but love, and we standing as a black united front. And so, Tahuti, we in the after show, Black. We appreciate you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're speaking on and organizing, Black man. And we look to do big things with you in the future, brother.
That's what it is. That's definitely what it is. And I appreciate y'all bringing me on the show.
Anything in closing that you'd like to say to the people before we leave?
Yeah, man. Only thing I want to say, man, is Tahuti, love you, man. I'm not looking for no motherfucking fans. You are my brothers and my sisters. And I am your loyal and your humble servant for life. I am a servant of the people. That's what my life is dedicated to, serving my people. And
okay.
With that, I'm saying black power.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
We appreciate you.
Thank
black
you
power.
So much.
Shout out to anybody whose name I forgot. If you repping this RBG and this red, black, and green, let me say that to you. We love you and ain't got nothing but love for you. Stand as a black united front. We appreciate you all. We ask that you join us again. You join us again this Saturday. Join us again this Saturday at 11 Eastern for another edition of Black Power Radio. You know, these shows are fire, and they're going to stay that way. We're going to keep the heat on the beast. Keep the heat on the beast. You never know what's next, so stay tuned. Make sure that you get registered for the National Day of Action. Again, hit us up at National Day of Action, yahoo.com. Hit us on Facebook, National Day of Action page. You can text 502-299-8530. Again, 502-299-8530. On that day, draw your line in the sand, like our brother Tahuti say, and the comrades say, clean up the damn neighborhood. Do something with the youth. Do a police patrol, stop police brutality. Do something good for our people, and let's stand up and be the great men. And as our brother say, the great black woman, the goddess, and we know we are. We love you, and we leave you in peace, and leave you as we came, always prosperity. And we got to say to you, black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Why'd you have to go? You're
family.